This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
1 hour away from day two of the NBA draft. Oh my goodness, we are waiting with anticipation. What will the Mavericks do? Where will Bronny go? Will he be a Dallas Maverick? Will Tim Hardaway Jr. get traded? We could be making breaking news happen all show long. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you. Gentlemen, how much of night one of the draft did you watch? Because I will be honest, I had it on one of my TVs with no sound and I barely paid any attention. I didn't care.
Wow, it got you kicked it to the curb.
Yeah, I really didn't have any interest.
That's always the big one when it's like, if there's two on, which one gets the sound? Because that clearly shows the one that I'm most invested in, right? So something else got the sound for you last night.
Well, it was really, there was no Rangers baseball on, right? No other sport.
Oh, so you were feeling
it ended up being House of the Dragon.
Oh.
Yes.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. And now we've got the Bear season 3 that has just dropped, and I'm pretty pumped for that. I'm not sure if I'll be able to watch any of that tonight. It will all depend on Eliza.
It's so fun to have a show that you look forward to. I love sitting here looking forward to knowing, like, I'm going to get that 30 minutes a cuddle time with wifey watching a show tonight that we love. It's a great feeling. There's that Apple TV Jake Gyllenhaal show right now, Presumed Innocent.
I know you
Innocent.
Said to watch that. Okay.
Pretty
I've got
wild.
It on the list.
Pretty buck wild. So I'm in on that. The draft was cool, though. I watched about probably the first 10, 12 picks, and then I was out, ski man.
Yeah, it was kind of just like falling
asleep.
Along, you know?
It was a fall asleep night.
Right.
It really was.
And it was one of those drafts where nobody was, there wasn't a Wemby. There wasn't a headliner. You know, we were all just kind of like,
dude, the number one overall pick, which we need Broaddus to say.
No way. I'm not going to try.
Say his name, bro.
Say his name.
No, I'm not even going to try. Uh-uh.
They're describing him, and we should have known this when we had anonymous.
I was hoping Czar got picked first so I could say his name, right? Is it Czar? Czar?
It's the Czar of Russia.
Czar. S-A-R-R, right?
Yeah,
Czar.
No Z, just an S.
Czar.
Yeah, Czar.
Czar.
Yeah, that would have been much easier, but that's not the case.
What's
the
cat's name?
We should have known. We should have known.
Eric?
Hang on. We should have known that it was going to be this when we had anonymous executives telling us that the number one overall pick in this year's draft has like a ceiling of, whoever that is, has a ceiling of like Tobias Harris.
Oh.
Like, if you have the number one overall pick, just know that you're drafting whatever the equivalent is to Tobias Harris. So we should have known. And then I believe this is one of the first times we've ever had analysis about the number one overall pick be 3-and-D role player.
I've never seen it
at
before.
The height of his powers.
Typically, we're getting like the 40th overall pick. They're like, I don't know who the hell that is. But this happened with the number one overall pick
Stephen
last
A.
night.
Stephen A. Smith's like, I've never heard of
no
this
idea
guy.
Who that is. Maybe this guy ends up being
then
awesome.
Why are we so excited about who gets the first overall pick? Why the lottery thing and all that?
Well, I think most drafts, the hope is you do have a good class.
Right.
This year was just not one of those.
This was unique to where.
So the fact that the Hawks had like a 2% chance of getting this, instead of being extremely lucky, they got the same player that they would have gotten if they were just been normal picking.
Yes. Like the difference between the number one overall pick in this year's draft and we'll just say like the 20th overall pick is probably the least amount of difference that there's ever been in a draft.
Jeez.
So it is one of those unfortunate things
imagine.
For the Hawks. Like we got super lucky on this getting number one when we really shouldn't have, but it's in an all-time awful draft.
I couldn't imagine working on a draft as hard as we do, like starting on December 1st. And then having it just be something that nobody gives a damn about. And I'm sure there's teams that give a damn about it. I mean, they're getting players.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody in this class will, like,
somebody's going to outperform.
Somebody, this Tennessee guy or somebody like that. Somebody's going to show up and you're going to go like, whoa, okay.
Can you say the Tennessee's guy's name?
Is it Nitch?
Dalton
Nitch
Connect.
I'm with you on that one, dude. That feels like it should be a silent K.
I was thinking the silent K.
But he was one of the best players in college basketball. Like some of these guys we knew, like Donovan Clayton, UConn, goes 7 overall to Portland.
They're showing like I think the Lakers war room. There were like 3 dudes in there. Like
they're getting ready to take Bronny. They know, hey, it's Bronny or bust today, man.
No. I'm just talking
about last night.
Yeah.
Last night, there's like 3 dudes standing around.
Everyone else is working on trades.
They got the door open, and it's like, yeah, come on in if you want to hang out with us tonight.
Yeah, their war room is just very, very casual.
It's like
couple
in a
dudes.
Conference room with like a couple of dudes just hanging out.
Yeah. For me, it's less about the draft. It's more about, okay, what trades are about to happen.
100%.
You know, that's what we're all waiting for. Like, does THJ get moved today? And then, of course, yes, there is intrigue, I think. about where Bronny goes.
I'm intrigued about what it is the Spurs are doing because, I mean, why would you not be picking in with your, like, why would you be trading your pick when you're trying to build a young stud team?
Tim Duncan not look happy about that?
What are you gearing up for?
He normally doesn't look happy, does he?
That might just be his face.
Tim Duncan kind of a not happy guy?
Him and Ben Affleck. They just constantly look depressed.
Unhappy, yeah. Like, real badly unhappy. To me, are we saying that the second round or day two is going to be more interesting than day one? Is it? Or is this whole day just about, you know, Bronny?
I think it's just about Bronny.
It's just Bronny.
You don't think the NBA made this a day draft because of that, right?
Oh, I think the NBA is foolish.
Are they worried about soccer?
A two-day thing.
Are they worried about the soccer?
I don't know that they're worried about
the soccer. Well, there is
U.S. plays tonight.
They play at 5. Yeah,
the U.S. plays tonight.
You have the presidential debates tonight.
Oh, that's another.
That's probably the big reason.
That's
also a good reason to just say, all right, maybe this isn't the year that we do this whole two-day event deal.
Why even do it?
We'll just keep this 2 rounds in one night, and we'll move on with our lives here.
But we'll see. This thing will start at 3 o'clock. We'll go around the rim at 3:20, and we'll keep you updated on all things NBA draft throughout the show, and maybe the Mavericks make some moves today. Stars did make some moves. Ryan Suter, his contract has been bought out, which is making a lot of Stars fans, including myself, very, very happy. Move will save the Stars.
Stretch Pats and a turnover.
Yeah, $2.87 million, according to Cap Friendly. They'll have a 1.43 cap penalty in 2025 to 2026. Look, he's just 39 years old. I mean, he's old now. He can't skate very well. The turnovers were a big-time issue for him. So Stars are probably going to remake their defensive pairings. Hopefully, Kristanev ends up being re-signed. Leon Bixel, who is their young stud at 20 years old, I'm sure is going to be part of the team after being in the AHL last year. So we'll have to monitor what the Stars are able to do in free agency as well. I do have 5 prospects, according to the morning news, that maybe the Mavericks could be eyeing with the 58th pick. I don't know if we're interested in this or not, and I don't know that I can even pronounce some of these names.
Ooh, we should have brought us to it.
No, why? Why do you do this? I can't even pronounce
guacamole. We're here for entertainment, Brian, and this is entertainment.
That's the point.
You know what?
It's to bring life to some of these names that we have no idea who Walchuk is about to give us.
Spell this last name to you. He's 20 years old. He's from France. He's 6'8". He's a forward. Melvin Ajinca. Ajinca? Ajinca?
I bet you the J is silent there on that one.
So would it be like Ajinca?
Ajinca, maybe?
Maybe.
Ajinca?
That could be it.
Ajinca?
Could be Ajinca.
Where does he play?
France. It's French. Impressive size and frame for his age is what the write-up is about him. Okay. He averaged 9.7 points, 3.3 rebounds in France's top-tier league. All right, how about we go to Australia?
Okay.
Trenton Flowers. That one's easy.
Okay, I got that one. Flowers.
Flowers. 6'8", guard, 190 pounds, former 5-star recruit in Louisville commit, accelerated his professional basketball career in Australia's National Basketball League, and played pretty well over there. 45.8% shooting from the field. Okay. Numbers are very average.
Okay. I have a question for you, Wooly. How about some of these times we get in the 6th and 7th round?
Ugh.
There's guys that you haven't studied, but you kind of have a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, we kind of know. Like,
yeah, you kind of
lost over them, but we didn't actually do the full film breakdown.
Yeah, you saw maybe a half of the guy play. Yeah. You feeling that way right now?
I have no idea who these dudes are, and I'm not even going to pretend. No clue who any of these guys are. Now, this year, we crushed the draft. 6th, 7th round, we were still like, these guys are on board. We watched these guys.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody was well on the...
We knew it this time, but man, yeah, you're right. We do get into some of those, like, who the hell? What? Yeah. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
I don't think... Did anybody watch him? Yeah. Aisha? Yeah. No?
No.
Brian?
No.
Can you help it? Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Bobby, you quit on us.
Bobby quit on us about 3 hours into the show.
And then there's KJ Simpson from Colorado. 21 years old, 6'2", 190, a guard. So we'll see. He did average almost 20 points, 6 boards, 5 assists his junior season. Shot 43.3% from 3. So, yeah. Man, I don't know. We'll see if the Mavs end up getting Bronny or any of these guys, and none of us know who they are.
The other thing that is just a yearly complaint is watching these guys put on hats for teams that everybody knows they're never going to actually be playing for.
Like, the trade's already been made. It's Luka's got his picture with the Hawks hat on.
It's the biggest waste. What are we doing here?
I mean, yeah. I wonder, do you get credit for that, though? Like will the Hawks, like, in NBA draft history... Do the Hawks get credit for drafting Luka?
I think in some
I mean, like,
cases,
oh, they had a killer draft. They drafted Luka, and you know,
mean, one of the best drafts in the history of the NBA. They got Luka
and Trae Young, if you want to look at it that way.
It's like the Atlanta GM get to like pound his chest because he drafted Luka. I told you I knew what I was doing here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're writing the book, that's the last page. Like, and then we drafted Luka Doncic.
You get an opportunity to have your own podcast.
You don't need to know anything else.
You get your podcast, like the title is, Brian Bross drafted Luka Doncic, former GM from the Hawks. Drafted Luka.
This guy drafted Luka?
Yeah.
Well, he must know what he's doing.
Yeah.
My goodness. Speaking of Luka, he did not play in Slovenia's exhibition win over Lithuania earlier this week, but his return to the squad seems to be imminent. He was talking about playing for his national team. He said, quote, "It is always an honor when I play for Slovenia. Whenever I can, I will play. Right, I've been saying this all the time. It was really hard to decide to play now because of the injuries and the length of the season, but here I am. It's an honor for me to be here." So he's going to be suiting up. He's going to be playing for the national squad. Hopefully, to your point yesterday, Eric, he's just not limping around out there.
Yeah, you just want to make sure that there's been obvious improvement since the finals here. I mean, God help us. Hopefully he's not taking any type of Toradol shots to play in these games or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'd like to see him walking around out there and feeling and looking like a dude who's not laboring around and still banged up. That would be pretty frustrating.
Kristaps Porzingis has had surgery. He's going to miss the start of the season. He's expected a 5 to 6 month recovery time.
Yeah, so that's fine. I mean, they're going to be just save him for the playoffs, dude. Like, if I'm a Celtics fan, I'm like, I don't need to see him until for sure after the trade deadline, and then we'll slowly work him in, and we'll just see it come playoff time, Porzingis. Like, that's what we're doing here.
I wonder what the over-under games played for him next year will be.
Oh, what do you set the line at?
25.
Ooh. So you're saying...
Yeah, I'd probably set it for about that.
He sucked it up to be, like, to keep the uniform on for the team.
Yeah, like, apparently, right, I guess they said you can't hurt it any worse, but you're going to have surgery.
Okay.
So he just said, all right, well, let me go out there and play.
So he instead of wearing street clothes, he got his picture taken with...
He did, and he actually got in there and played a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
Which I will say, I was impressed. I did not think he would play at all.
Yeah.
He gutted that one out, and, hey, good for you, KP. Adrian Beltre, Michael Young, and Pudge have been named Texas Rangers All-Star Ambassadors. Of course, Beltre and Young are going to manage the All-Star Futures game, which will be July 13th. But this is going to be badass. I can't think of three better ambassadors for the Texas Rangers. As we get closer and closer, I mean, we're just a few weeks away now from the All-Star game at Globe Life Field. We'll have the All-Star Village, the Capital One All-Star Village, and All-Star Saturday. Events will be held out there. Fans will have multiple opportunities to go out there, see Beltre, Pudge, and Michael Young. It's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Does All-Star Village have air conditioning?
I can tell you it probably doesn't have poo water, which might be an upset to you.
It would, but air conditioning is important.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean,
it's got to, right?
Do you think?
I hope.
I don't think it's got air conditioning. I think it may have some things set up where it's like
there's some indoor
spots. Blowing some stuff and some spray.
They're blowing some stuff.
Well, just like they're like some portable
misters?
Sort of air. Yeah, misters.
Oh, like Six Flags.
That kind of stuff. Yeah,
just
like an outdoor temporary kind of deal.
Love a good mister.
That would just be my guess. But I'm making sure I get out to All-Star Weekend at Globe Life Field.
It's going to be awesome, man. It's a rare opportunity.
That's the one week during the season where they're going to bring back the greatest mozzarella sticks known to man.
Oh, that's
just
right.
For the All-Star game?
Just for All-Star. Okay. That's what he told us.
Mozzarella sticks or the pizza dog? Which one? If you had to pick one here.
Oh, wow.
Which one
you just,
Globe Life Field?
Just, that pizza dog was pretty damn
good. Boy, you just kicked him right in the gut.
I think it's a good question.
That is a really, really...
And I know how you feel about the protein and the meats. You're not getting meats with the mod stick. You got a little bit of meat there with the pizza.
I'm writing down.
No, that's a hard hitting question.
I'm going to write down what he's going to pick. All right. I'm writing it down on my pad here.
Okay. You take your guess. You got the same guess?
I'm going the opposite of Brian.
Okay. Let's all say what we think on three. Okay. One, two, three.
Mod sticks.
Damn it. I thought you were going with the meats.
I'm sorry, dude.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. Those
you love a good
sticks,
wiener.
Those mod sticks. I do. That's why this was as tough a challenge as ever. Like, that pizza dog is, I mean, I would say it's groundbreaking, and it's so much better than you could even imagine that it is. So that's why I waited long, this amount of time to even try it until a couple of weeks ago. Shout out to Boston Nick.
Absolutely.
Who was like, hey, this is the one seed here in the building. You need to make sure you get it. It was phenomenal. But mozzarella sticks come back for All-Star Week, and I will be at Globe Life Field the entire time. Might go three-course meal, mozzarella sticks.
All three. All can't three. Go wrong, man. Those things are absolutely.
I'll give you my media card so you can eat those. You know, you get extra ones.
Pass those around media card, as you should. And a judge dismissed yesterday Dak's sexual assault lawsuit.
Yes.
So he is free and clear. Mm-hmm. So good for Dak Prescott. As we get closer and closer to training camp, man. Under a month away until we're going to be out there at Oxnard doing three live mics. Why do I keep putting an S there after the lives?
Three live mics.
It's going to be a blast. All right, let's go hodgepodge next, Eric, shall we?
Yes, sir. We have more Bleephole of the Week fallout, Lord Pasta, and the most criminal menu in concession history next in the nation. All right, we'll get you to the G-Bag of the Day on a Thirsty Thursday here in about 8 minutes with Lucius Alexander. It's a sports hodgepodge time right now, though. I am offended at what is happening. Thank God we're not covering the Copa over...
the Copacabana?
Over in Los Angeles at SoFi right now. Do you see how, if you're a media member and you want to get some grub, do you see what the deal is?
Uh-oh. No.
Oh, this is
you're
offensive.
You're paying for everything?
This is disgusting. You have three options. A hot dog, a tender, or a Southwestern salad.
Okay, when you say a tender, is it literally just one tender?
It does say chicken tenders... It says crispy chicken tenders.
With an S.
So at least two. I'd be surprised if it was more than three, though.
Yeah, me too. You're probably right.
It comes with potato wedges and a cookie for the chicken tenders, and all it'll cost you is
$25. $25?
For the media?
The hot dog for the media, $25.
Oh, come on.
The Southwestern salad, $25.
See, didn't we determine that the most expensive hot dogs in the league were it was the Chargers and the Rams? I think the Rams had a $37 hot dog.
Oh, there you go. That's SoFi.
Remember that?
Okay. You're just assuming that's like a boomstick style hot dog where that's at least a two footer.
Maybe we were wrong.
I guarantee you this media lunch hot dog you're getting at the Copa America right now at SoFi Stadium. Bleep you, Stan Kroenke.
Yeah, it's probably
if you don't have enough money right now.
Yeah.
$25 for a hot dog? I'm talking this is probably the same hot dog that you would get on Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Agreed.
Let me ask you this, Eric.
That's offensive, dude.
You are the connoisseur of the bar press box over here at the Cowboys.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, at AT&T. Yeah.
Well, and shout out to Blake Elliott as well. He's coming in.
Blake is coming in strong there.
Rookie year, tearing the place up.
Yeah, he really was.
I mean, when I saw him pull a cookie out of his pocket in the third quarter, impressive. Halfway across, I was like, dude.
Tell you what, shout out to Ruben, though, as well. That guy got a plate to go. I didn't even know. He had them saran wrap that thing for him.
Yeah, he's taking a page out of the late great TNP's book on that one.
How much, if you had to estimate, how much food do you think the cost of the meal you have?
Oh, that's tough to know.
Do you think you're over $100 with the carving station?
Yeah, the carving station.
Like, I would say a minimum of 50.
Well, how much do you think that a plate, when they give you a carve up on that deal, and it's like one or two?
Do you stare them down?
Yeah, I'll just speak up and just say, you mind if I get another one?
Oh,
instead of just one cut, let me go ahead and get two.
Right.
Because after the pregame show, I get there and everybody's pretty much eating.
They're cleaning up.
They're getting close. So now I know, like, hey, there's still a good amount of this left. You got some to spare here. Let's go ahead and double up on those cuts.
I'm going to say the amount of food you eat on a weekend at that stadium is well over $100.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you start to talk.
It's halftime. All the desserts.
Yeah. So you think about it.
They're loading up on the nachos, the hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh, the chicken wings.
Everybody wants to get mad at Jerry and all that. This press box food is really
it's the best. Everybody we talk to, they say it's the best.
Yeah.
Really.
No, I mean,
Thanksgiving meal there is not
first class.
Terrible. Yeah, not terrible.
No, that's a legit Thanksgiving meal.
And like,
it is.
Legitimate, like, halftime, the hot dog things and stuff like that. That's
delicious.
All legit.
Yeah, and then they'll sneak in, like, their special of the day.
And then the legends bring us up sub before the game.
Yeah, and I punish one of those sandwiches or whatever they bring.
Philly,
it's incredible, dude.
Yeah, the Philly cheesesteaks.
First class from top to bottom. I appreciate that.
Class.
All right, segment here in the G-Bag Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel and Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. I have some sound here from Bleephole of the Week, Mr. Schlossnagel,
Schloss.
Who is now a Longhorn baseball coach, spurns the Aggies in ultimate Bleephole style. But we do have a quote from one of his now former players with the Aggies, A&M utility fielder Travis Chestnut. No relation to Joey. I did the whole backstory.
Did you look it up?
That. Yeah. They are not in the same family
chestnut
tree.
Chestnut family growing every day.
But the athleticism, if you're a Chestnut, there's a good chance that you're quite the athlete. He says, in terms of Schlossnagel, he says, quote, I'm blown away by the disrespect of him. Mm. Not once in my career was he a respectable man to me. How about that? Mm. I stuck with him because I wanted to be an Aggie and stay in the SEC. But quite frankly, I didn't stick to him. I stuck to assistant coaches like Mike Earley and Nolan Cain. That's the direct quote. Like this player obviously just absolutely hated this guy. That is an on the record speaking to a journalist quote. The line that says, not once in my career was he a respectable man to me. We didn't have a single interaction throughout his time and my time here together that I would deem respectful. And we do have some sound where this is Schlossnagel like in the middle of a game doing one of those sideline sort of dugout interviews. And they ask about this player, Chestnut, who had just bunted in a situation that you would never bunt in, and listen to Schlossnagel just throw him under the bus.
Let's go back to Chestnut there with the two-strike bunt. Don't see that a lot. What led to that decision?
Well, he struck out a lot. Couldn't be worse. So,
he has struck out a lot. Couldn't be worse. So, I mean, I would rather take my chances with two strikes and a bunt with this chestnut fella than give him a chance to actually swing the bat because of the amount of Ks. So that's just probably one example of how many that this guy's been a bleep hole to this kid.
It's good coaching.
And probably all these kids. Yeah. I mean, hey, he was doing some winning. So I can understand the fact that every single coach is going to have a couple of guys on the team that have almost nothing good to say about him. And that's for obvious reasons. This guy's a utility fielder. So maybe he's got playing time issues and all that kind of stuff. But for him to say, not once in my career was he a respectable man to me, that is a jarring sentence that I believe even some of the most hated people in the world would have someone say, I have had at least one respectful interaction with him.
There was a coach when I played at LSU as a freshman. And I was on what's known as the scout team. Mm-hmm. You know, as a freshman, you're doing anything.
It's important. Your role is important.
You're just being on the scout team. And I had a coach one time told me that he yelled at me, I snapped the ball in a shotgun. I snapped it too high and it went over the quarterback's head and we had to redo the play. And I had a coach tell me, he goes, that's it, Broadus. Snap the damn ball as high as you can. You'll never play here anyway. Wow. He said that to me. And that guy ended up going on and being a general manager in the league named Buddy Nix.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, I was scouting. One of the first meetings I saw, he didn't know what I was doing, and I knew what he was doing. I saw him. He's like, Brian Broadus, good to see you. I said, listen here, you son of a bitch. I said, don't you ever address me again. And he goes, well, what are you? I'm like, my freshman year at LSU, you completely went after me for a mistake that I made, saying that I'll never play here. And I didn't even start in my career there at LSU. And I literally, and he's like, well, hey, you know, and I'm like, no. I go, I've carried that with me knowing, you know, and I was just a freshman. I go, you need to learn how to. And then one of the happiest days I ever had is when he got fired at Buffalo. I'm like, I was in the league.
You threw a party.
I was like, you know, I literally.
Screw you, buddy.
I went out. I took everybody to lunch that day.
Yeah. We're going to the Sizzler, boys.
Yeah, I did. I said, come on, guys, let's go. We're going to go celebrate. And nobody had an idea what I was celebrating.
We're going to go eat like champs today. Coach Dix just got fired.
When it happened, I, like I say, you just got to know you can affect people's lives with what you say.
Yeah.
Especially at a young age. You know, I'm just starting out.
That is something I love about Brian, though. You will always know where you stand.
Yeah.
And he was honest with that, dude.
But he did. So Buddy Nix.
Don't you bleep and talk to me.
Buddy Nix. There you go.
That's wonderful. All right, let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's today's G-Bag of the Day Wishes.
Yeah, yeah. Eric, you know what, man? Just not used to the haircut yet. Just not used to it. I still think it's like your brother or something. You're playing games with us.
I know, dude.
But I am liking the Tolo's reaction to your haircut because I feel like it's some shade.
Oh,
no. They're like, oh my God, you look so much better now.
Oh, yeah.
You way better than you did before, buddy.
I got a couple of finalies.
Finally. Got that out the way. Yeah. I can respect you now. Yeah. All right, let's see. Our winner right here, JJ Redick. LA Lakers head coach dropping F-bombs on his first day at the job.
What misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling when you're the coach?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of you know, being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting.
It's all over the
however,
place.
However, I don't really have a great answer for your question because I really don't give a
My man was all over the place, man. Should have just got right to it.
Yeah, I just don't give a bleep.
Somebody called Cap on Coach, though.
You have a very close relationship with LeBron. He could have done a podcast with anybody in the world. He chose to do it with you. What was his advice to you throughout this whole coaching search process?
He didn't provide any advice. LeBron and I did not talk about the Lakers job until Thursday afternoon.
That's still funny, man. I gotta know if that's really, 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 really real.
Yes. That's gotta ask. Somebody's had to have been there that we know.
Gotta know, bro.
Gotta know.
All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Let's go back to Rangers Brewers. Sausages are like what a big staple up there.
Yes, sir. They are.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They are.
And there's a sausage race.
There's a sausage race. Yes, sir.
Well, Matt Hicks, he's seen those sausages preparing for their race. They were in the media elevator, just all piled in there.
I didn't think you could get five racing sausages into the media elevator here, but I can attest to the fact that it's been done.
First pitch. That misses outside. Perkins turns a bunt, pulled back. Which sausage looked the best?
That's a good question.
That can go on our laugh bracket right there. That's good. Question.
That's a great question, too.
Which sausage looked the best?
I love Jared going right from the sausage elevator into painting the baseball picture and then back to the sausage, man. It's incredible.
Professionals. Beautiful,
bro. Also, Matt Hicks called a Jonah Heim home run.
Oh, yes,
pretty excited
he did.
About it.
He sure did.
Here's Jonah Heim, and he sends a jolt of energy towards Sheboygan. That ball is way out of here.
That ball. Sheboygan. That ball.
Towards Sheboygan. That ball is way out of here.
That ball is way out of here, folks. You're watching the hell of a game here.
Sheboygan. Is that, so that's a real place,
that's
huh?
A real, yeah. I think that's where wigwam socks are made.
Oh,
Sheboygan.
Lord.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Wigwam Sheboygan socks. Has a place.
Yeah.
Wait, what? There's wigwam socks in Sheboygan?
Wigwam socks. Sheboygan, I think, makes it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm taking psilocybin with you saying that right now, bro. let's see what else we got.
Town like Kokona. It's Indian for smells like crap.
Kokona?
Kokona.
Ooh, I like that.
We always kind of gave the city's names. But yeah, wigwam socks. Yeah.
Indian like Indiana Indian? Or
Indian. Indian.
Native?
Native Indians. Indian for smells crap.
Okay. Who told you that?
Just kind of came up with it. You know?
We just started connecting dots.
Yeah. We just decided.
That must be what they said.
We were, a bunch of us from Texas that went to work up there.
We decided.
Hey, what's Kokona? What does that mean? It's Indian for smells like crap.
Yeah, that's all right. My grandmother used to call crap Casa Medisa. Oh, he's got a Casa Medisa. My whole life, I thought Casa Medisa was Spanish for pooping. I thought it was Spanish for pooping my whole life. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike gets your money right. We got an individual right here. His name is Ronnie Baker. He has a theory.
The touchdown maker.
He believes Jesus was a black man.
Ooh.
I have script.
What the hell does it mean? Ooh, wait a minute.
No, I went, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, wait a minute. This is controversial.
No, I'm looking forward to hearing. Ooh.
I have scripture to support and suggest that Jesus was a black man. You know, first of all, we would only have a saying that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. But if he don't come when you want him, what's the point? It says that Jesus got to Lazarus' funeral 4 days late.
Damn.
That's a fact. First thing Mary Martha said, surely had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He wasn't an hour late, 4 days late. Jesus is the black man. Jesus was very vague. He didn't give straight answers. Where are you going? I'm going away. Where? I go to a place. When you coming back? Soon.
Yeah.
Well, how soon? Very soon.
Very soon. Yeah.
Well, how will I know? Be ye also ready.
Yeah.
Jesus is a black man.
I'm 5 minutes down the street, bro. Be ready. Be ready, bro. I'm five minutes down the street.
I'll be there soon.
Yeah. And let's see what else we got for you boys. One more. Hey, happy holidays, all the screwheads out there. All right, let's see what else. Let's go to sports radio host. He's in Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge. 104.5 ESPN. He's showing some love to the Texas A&M fans after that coach debacle.
But all y'all spent the last 24 hours flooding my Twitter mentions, calling me names, saying I was wrong, saying I was stupid, saying I was a drug head, saying I looked like a thumb, which I kind of do.
Which I kind of do.
He does.
Yeah.
Y'all couldn't see through your own blind loyalty, and you took shots at me when I was trying to tell you the damn story. Yeah, I knew Schlossnagel was taking that damn job. I heard the terms of the contract and the terms for his assistants. And if he got cold feet, they were going to hire Skip Johnson from Oklahoma. But guess what? They got across the finish line because apparently Jim Schlossnagel couldn't stand you anymore. You milkman overall wearing weirdos couldn't stand you anymore.
Yeah, bro.
What a rant.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. He was waiting for that.
He was.
All it's right. Not like a good I told you so rant, bro.
Yeah.
You get so much energy from that. It's crazy.
It is good. You can really feed off of that. That can keep you going for days at a time. That guy looks like a thumb, though. Confirm that. I need to look at this guy.
Mark Sato. I forgot his last name, but it's, yeah, he's down. He does. He looks like a thumb.
I knew a guy that looked like a thumb in high school.
Marcito or something like that. Yeah.
He didn't take it as well as this guy. Yeah, Sean McDonough. All right, let's get to the voting.
Broadus looks like a character from the Far Side comics.
We need to get a side-by-side. Texas Wade can do that.
Right now, Carter.
Let's get a side-by-side going.
I've never seen the Far Side.
I'm sorry.
We're going to throw it
up. Well, let's wait till after the show before you look it up then, because you might get mad at me, bro.
I can get mad at you, man.
Yeah, you might. If you see this.
No. All right, let's get to the voting here. One time, right? JJ Reddit?
Yeah, one time.
You sure?
JJ, no F's. Yeah, because we didn't have it yesterday.
I think it's two, right?
Yesterday was a no vote day.
Okay. I mean, we can count it if you want to count.
No.
That's weed.
Let's just do it right.
Is it the Matt Hicks combo platter Sheboygan sausage party?
You guys be rigging the vote.
Yeah.
Black, stop the count.
Black Jesus or the know-it-all baseball thumb dude? My gosh, this is a tough one.
Black Jesus was a great show on Comedy Central for a while. I don't know if it's still there, but it was a great show. Because, you know, they're erasing everything, Comedy Central and MTV. So, yes. I don't know. But it was a great show.
All right, I'm going to go with Hicksy. I think I'm going to go with Hicksy here. What say you, Lucius?
Chuch.
All right, 1-1, Brada. Or, Wolchuk.
I think I'm going to go with Black Jesus as well.
Okay, 2-1, Broadus.
Yeah,
wow.
I put the star next to Black Jesus.
Of course.
Wow.
And by a score of 3-1, dominant fashion.
I like what he was doing.
Yeah, no, it was funny, man.
It was funny.
It was. It was really good. All right, there's your new G-Bag of the Day champion right here. See if we can make it back-to-back tomorrow on a Friday.
I was making fun of black churches, huh, Lucius?
Oh, yeah.
I get that every time on the Fantex, bro, from one particular guy. But when I play another church from another denomination or another race, I never hear from you.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next, Broadus.
Yeah, I've got a game for my boys. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. We got LA Live coming up in an hour since we have a short show today. So we moved it up to 3:40-ish. We'll go around the rim at 3:20 as we've got the NBA draft starting up here round two at the top of the hour. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Wooly Bully. Did Carter get the picture?
I think we've got some side-by-sides of Brian and the cartoon here.
Oh.
It's the comic. This is the comic.
Genius comic, The Far Side.
So it's
Gary Larson.
You definitely look like a character from The Far Side, Broadus.
Okay.
And I say that with love and respect.
I know you do. Okay, so these.
I know you do.
Okay, yeah. So this is the fan.
Yeah.
This is the family.
It's pretty on point.
Yeah, are they? Yeah, okay.
It's pretty on point.
I see. Okay, you're right.
I like the deer with the birthmark, and it has a birthmark of a bullseye. And another deer looked at it and says, bummer, man.
Yeah, these are pretty good. But I'm seeing a couple of these that, yes, are absolutely made in the image of Broadus here.
There you go.
With the haircut, you got the glasses, and then just the general face.
Just the general face.
Yeah, all you need is a clipboard and a kid next to you doing box jumps.
I'm looking at a guy, too, here on one of these that has a bow tie as well.
I do wear the bow tie.
Yeah, the bow tie is a good look.
I do wear the bow tie. There you go. So it's Gary Larson, right?
It is Gary Larson.
Yeah. All right.
Big G.
Very cool. All right. I'm gone tomorrow. You guys, it's
what?
Yeah. I'm gone tomorrow.
Wait. There's no way the boss has signed off on allowing us to be on Ian.
You're taking a day off of work.
Dawson's in Zigzag, Oregon.
Oh man.
I got to go to a reunion tomorrow at the lake. And then
so Lucius is on damage control.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Lucius is like, wait a second, I'm babysitting tomorrow. This is ridiculous.
The boss has signed off on this.
Oh yeah. He signed off on this one.
You must have strong-armed him.
I just told him I think that you guys are capable. I think this is a very capable show. Well, you guys and Lucius, I think it's very capable.
Lucius is going to do a lot of heavy lifting tomorrow. I might get two LA Lives in there.
Capable is an undersided compliment,
Lucius,
by the way.
These guys, you know, they're capable.
Yeah, they're
Lucius Alexander
they
show tomorrow. Here we go.
Yeah. Serviceable, capable.
Yeah, they're all right.
It'll get you there.
It's just a 3.5-hour mail-it-in Friday, guys. We can handle it.
I'm going to play a game. So I usually play a game on Friday with you guys.
Oh, so this is a rare Thursday that feels like a Friday to you.
Yeah, this is that.
I knew you had a little extra pep in your step today. You're going to the lake, aren't you?
I've got one foot in the parking lot right now. I do. I got one foot in the parking
lot. Good for you.
But here we go. All right. We're going to play this game where was this an actual player that was drafted last night?
Crap.
Wow. This is good.
Or just a name.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, Jag or NBA player?
Yeah, Jag or NBA player.
Okay.
I'll start with you, Wooly.
Okay.
Rene Descartes.
See, but that's the thing, too, is you know he's not pronouncing these right. So you just have to start, like, guessing.
Rene
I think that Descartes. That sounds like a guy that was drafted last
night. Rene Descartes.
Rene.
Yeah. Rene Descartes.
I'm going to say that he was drafted out of Spain.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I think that's a Jag.
Think it's a Jag?
I think that's a Jag.
Lucius.
Yeah, that's just a rando.
Rene Descartes?
Yeah, that sounds like a soccer player, bro.
It's like you're trying to draw us offsides on the first one here. You can't ball sack me that easy.
That's a French philosopher.
Oh, damn it.
I thought he was a bucket getter from Spain.
Golly. I thought he was dunking on all of you.
Okay.
Walchuk thought he had a mean skill set at the elbow.
Yeah. Chief, post up.
Yes, sir.
A.J. Johnson.
Oh, wow.
A.J. Johnson.
Yes, I do know he was drafted last night. I feel good about that one. You should tail me on this one.
Seriously.
This is not a Jag.
Are you?
This is not a Jag.
Why do you want to drag people into the?
I'm just saying, man, get behind my wake and fly to success.
All right. Well, if he doesn't end up being drafted, I'm never doing this again. But I'm going to wake it.
You're going with the wake?
Yeah. Wait, Walchuk's going to buy what I'm selling?
I'm buying it.
I'm going NBA player on this one, man. This is a guy with a handle. That's all I know.
Well, you going to give a scouting report if he's really a guy?
Yeah, I think he's got a nasty handle. I think his mid-range game is built for the 90s, but
you
there's
saw
opportunity
like Dak right now.
There's an opportunity for this guy to stretch it out. He's going to have to work on it.
He's a real meat stretcher, that guy.
But he's sitting on the end of the bench for the next decade.
Well, you going to ride the wake?
Yeah, sure, I'll ride the wake. That's a basketball
Lucius
player.
A.J. Johnson.
Well, she's an actress.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it.
But there could be a guy named AJ Johnson that plays basketball because that sounds like a hooping ass name. So I'm gonna say yes.
NBA player
with the Milwaukee Bucks.
With the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Wow, dude.
Thanks, Tolo Tiffany.
Was she trying to help you?
She said, yeah, AJ was drafted.
Thanks, Tiff.
Okay, what are we doing now?
Let's it not came in a few seconds ago.
It was Tiff, as you said it.
Hey, Tiffany, thanks for listening.
Hello, Tiff.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Tiffany, but don't help these bumps. Yeah. All right? Trying to have a little fun here. Lucius.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn?
Ryan Dunn.
Yeah, that's man, that's not cool, bro.
I'm offended you did this. Wait, honestly, what the hell, dude?
What did you just say? God, I didn't catch it. That is not an individual that was drafted in the basketball.
Wooly?
Yeah.
Ryan Dunn.
The downfall of Bam Margera? No.
Not a basketball player?
No.
Yeah, that's a Jag.
Phoenix Suns.
Let me guess. He's Justin Dunn's brother. First round pick of the
It's great to have
baseball.
Jared Sandler back, by the way.
Turn your mic on, Jared, or what?
Yeah, he can play this game, too.
Yeah, Jared, hop in here with your AirPods.
King of the sausage race last night.
Yeah.
How about you doing a little play-by-play and then going right into which sausage looks
which sausage
the best?
Which sausage looked the best?
Which one do you like there? Right.
Yeah. Hey, he pulled back the bunt. And then
how about Broadus interviewing a guy who doesn't have a microphone? Oh, there he is.
Did we win G Bag of the Day for that?
I voted for you. You got my vote.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
it was real close.
It was you versus Black Jesus.
About 2 inches off.
Black Jesus.
So you got a Jewish person against Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The tales of this time.
Jesus. Lord.
Traitor.
Hey, Jesus was a Jew.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It was a good trade. It was a fair trade for both sides.
Your sausage interaction, though, was phenomenal. I love that you asked him the question.
Which is your favorite sausage?
Which sausage looked the best?
Yeah, which one looked the best?
Jared.
You can only ask that to Matt Hicks.
I know.
Oh, he's not going to play.
His laugh was great, too.
He's playing, yeah.
He's
got to
get his frozen.
He's ready.
He's frozen grapes.
He was born for this.
All right, here we go. Was this guy drafted in the NBA last night, Jared? This man's name was Dylan Jones. Dylan Jones. Drafted in the NBA or
sounds
just
like
a Jag?
Sounds like a gunslinger.
Jag?
Yeah.
Lucius, Dylan Jones.
You know.
Wooly. Dylan Jones.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, sounds like an OK Corral member, right?
Yeah, I don't think Dylan Jones was drafted.
What are you looking up over there?
No, I don't know anything. Okay. This is a pure guess, and I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he's a basketball player.
It's so funny. Lucius said, sound like an OK Corral guy.
Yeah.
He was drafted by OK City.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to tell me I was right, bro.
Dylan Jones is OK City.
What a pump fake that was. I thought you were about to tell me I was right.
Dang it.
You did play that nicely.
Thank you. All right. Wooly.
Yep.
John Locke.
No, John Locke was a character in Lost.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I'm going to ride his wake now. I'm going to jump on the bully train on this one. It's a fictional character.
Lucius, John Locke.
Yeah, Locke is his nickname because of his lockdown defense.
Ooh,
oh,
he puts the clamps on.
Actually good. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, Jared. Definitely not an NBA player.
He's an English philosopher. And the last one. Isaiah Collier.
Oh, well.
Okay,
Jared is so smug, bro.
That was a player that was drafted.
He went to USC.
Smug.
He's a Trojan.
Well, are you sure?
No.
Am I sure that he went to USC?
Are you sure he was drafted?
Yes, he was drafted in the first round. He fell into the 20s when he was supposed to be a first overall pick, but he sucked for USC, so his stock dropped tremendously.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
He's not good either.
He's not good?
No, I mean, if you heard Jay Billis's review, he was trying to be nice and not ruin this guy's draft night, but he basically said he's not tall enough and he can't shoot, so good luck.
Isaiah James
is better than this guy.
Bronny's going to be a better NBA player than Isaiah Collier.
Ooh.
Isaiah Collier is going to be like Trey Burke or like Yogi Ferrell will have like a stretch. But like if you want a usable NBA player who can help you win as like the fourth guy off the bench, that will be Bronny James.
Shout out to Trey Burke.
After all that, Lucius,
Trey
is
Burke
he
in the bubble though? Huh?
Lucius, Burke. After all that, is he a player or not?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm tell this man no. Well, you know what? That's a good play right there, Jared. But you're wrong.
I don't know.
I don't think he was a real player.
That'd be a great deke by me.
Yeah, it would be a great
fantastic.
Deke.
Fantastic.
It would be.
You set us up.
Everybody saying real player?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say real crappy player.
Fight on, bro. That's fight right, on, man. USC Trojan. Yeah, he's a Utah Jazz. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. There
so
he is.
Smug.
Krusty's Corner every day at 2:45 with an assist from Jared Sandler.
Oh, let me tell you about this USC guy. Rah.
All right, we do have round two of the NBA draft starting here in about 3.5 minutes. We'll keep you updated on that. We got Around the Rim at 3:20. NFL News of the Day up next. Can you guess the projected top offenses for 2024? Blue cheese and a scary moment for the Cobb family. That's next. Thank you, Lucius. We got LA Live coming up in an hour since we have a short show today. So we moved it up to 3:40-ish. We'll go Around the Rim at 3:20 as we've got the NBA draft starting up here round two at the top of the hour. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Wooly Bully. Did Carter get the picture?
I think we've got some side-by-sides of Brian and the cartoon here.
Oh.
It's the comic. This is the comic...
genius comic, The Far Side.
So it's
Gary Larson.
You definitely look like the character from The Far Side, Broadus.
Okay.
And I say that with love and respect.
I know you do. Okay, so these.
I know you do.
Okay, yeah. So this is the fan.
Yeah.
This is the fan.
It's pretty on point.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's pretty on point.
I see. Okay, you're right.
I like the deer with the birthmark, and it has a birthmark of a bullseye. And another deer looked at it and it says, bummer, man.
Yeah, these are pretty good, but I'm seeing a couple of these that, yes, are absolutely made in the image of Broadus here.
There you go.
With the haircut, you got the glasses, and then just the general face.
Just the general face.
Yeah, all you need is a clipboard and a kid next to you doing box jumps.
I'm looking at a guy, too, here on one of these that has a bow tie as well.
I do wear the bow tie.
Yeah, the bow tie is a good look.
I do wear the bow tie. There you go. So it's Gary Larson, right?
Is Gary Larson.
Gary Larson? Yeah. All right.
Big G.
Very cool. All right. I'm gone tomorrow. You guys, it's
what?
Yeah, I'm gone tomorrow.
Wait, there's no way the boss has signed off on allowing us to be on Ian Broadus.
You're taking
Chuck
a day off of work?
Dawson's in Zigzag, Oregon.
Oh man.
I gotta go to a reunion tomorrow at the lake. And then
so Lucius is on damage control.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Lucius is like, wait a second, I'm babysitting tomorrow. This is
no way the boss has signed off on this.
Oh yeah. He signed off on this one.
You must have strong-armed him.
I just told him I think that you guys are capable. I think this is a very capable show.
Well,
you guys and Lucius, I think it's very capable.
Lucius is going to do a lot of heavy lifting tomorrow. I might get two LA Lives in there.
Capable is an undersided compliment,
Lucius,
by the way.
These
guys, you know, they're capable.
Lucius Alexander show tomorrow. Here we go.
Yeah. Serviceable, capable.
Yeah, they're all right.
It'll get you there.
It'll get you there.
It's just a 3.5-hour mail-it-in Friday, guys. We can handle it.
I'm going to play a game. So I usually play a game on Friday with you guys.
Oh, so this is a rare Thursday that feels like a Friday to you.
Yeah, this is that.
I knew you had a little extra pep in your step today.
No,
You're going to the lake, aren't you?
I've got 1 foot in the parking lot right now. I do. I got 1 foot in the parking lot.
Good for you.
But here we go. All right. We're going to play this game where was this an actual player that was drafted last night?
Crap.
Wow. This is good.
Or just a name.
Oh, no.
Okay. So Jag or NBA player?
Yeah, Jag or NBA player.
Okay.
I'll start with you, Wooly.
Okay.
Rene Descartes.
See, but that's the thing, too, is you know he's not pronouncing these right. So we just have to start, like, guessing.
I think that sounds like a guy that was drafted last night.
Rene Descartes.
Rene.
Rene.
Yeah.
Rene Descartes.
I'm going to say that he was drafted out of Spain.
How about you there, Chieftain?
I think that's a Jag.
Think it's a Jag?
I think that's a Jag.
Lucius.
Yeah, that's just a rando.
Rene Descartes?
Yeah, that sounds like a soccer player, bro.
It's like you're trying to draw us offsides on the first one here. You can't ball sack me that easy.
That's a French philosopher.
Oh, damn it.
I thought he was a bucket getter from Spain.
Golly. I thought he was dunking on all of you.
Okay.
Walchuk thought he had a mean skill set at the elbow.
Yeah.
Chief.
Post up.
Yes, sir.
A.J. Johnson.
Oh, wow.
A.J. Johnson.
Yes, I do know he was drafted last night. I feel good about that one. You should tail me on this one. This is not a Jag. This is not a Jag.
Why do you want to drag people into the?
I'm just saying, man, get behind my wake and fly to success.
All right. Well, if he doesn't end up being drafted, I'm never doing this again. But I'm going to wake it.
You're going with the wake?
Yeah. Wait, Walchuk's going to buy what I'm selling?
I'm buying it.
I'm going NBA player on this one, man. This is a guy with a handle. That's all I know.
Well, you're going to give a scouting report if he's really a guy?
Yeah, I think he's got a nasty handle. I think his mid-range game is built for the 90s, but
you saw Dak right now.
There's an opportunity for this guy to stretch it out. He's going to have to work on it.
He's a real meat stretcher, that guy.
But he's sitting on the end of the bench for the next decade.
Well, you going to ride the wake?
Yeah, sure, I'll ride the wake. That's a basketball
Lucius A.J. Johnson.
Well, she's an actress.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it.
But there could be a guy named A.J. Johnson that plays basketball, because that sounds like a hooping-ass name. So I'm going to say yes.
NBA player.
With the Milwaukee Bucks.
With the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Wow, dude.
Thanks, Tolo Tiffany.
Was she trying to help you?
She said, yeah, A.J. was drafted.
Thanks, Tiff.
Okay, what are we doing now?
Let's it not came help in a few these. Seconds ago. It was as you said it.
Hey, Tiffany, thanks for listening.
Tolo Tiff.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Tiffany, but don't help these bumps. All right? Trying to have a little fun here. Lucius.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn?
Ryan Dunn.
That's not cool, bro.
I'm offended you. I'm offended you did this. Wait, honestly, what the hell, dude?
What did you just say? God. I didn't catch it. That is not an individual that was drafted in the basketball.
Wooly?
Yeah.
Ryan Dunn.
The downfall of Bam Margera? No.
Not a basketball player?
No.
Yeah, that's a Jag.
Phoenix Suns.
Let me guess. He's Justin Dunn's brother. First round pick of the
It's great to have
baseball.
Jared Sandler back, by the way.
Turn your mic on, Jared, or what?
Yeah, he can play this game, too.
Yeah, Jared, hop in here with your AirPods.
King of the sausage race last night. How about you doing a little play-by-play and then going right into which sausage looks
which sausage
the best?
Which
one do you like there?
He pulled back the bunt. And then,
how about Broadus interviewing a guy who doesn't have a microphone? Oh, there he is!
Did we win G Bag of the Day for that?
I voted for you. You got my vote.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
it was real close.
It was you versus Black Jesus.
About 2 inches off.
Black Jesus.
So you got a Jewish person against Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Tales of the time. Jesus.
Lord.
Traitor.
Hey, Jesus was a Jew.
Right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It was a good trade. Jared, it was a fair trade for both sides.
Your sausage interaction, though, was phenomenal. I love that you asked him the question.
Which is your favorite sausage?
Which sausage looked the best?
Yeah, which one looked the best?
Jared. You can only ask that to Matt Hicks.
I know.
Oh, he's not going to play.
His laugh was great, too.
He's playing, yeah.
He's
got to
get
this.
His frozen grapes.
He was born for this.
All right, here we go. Was this guy drafted in the NBA last night, Jared? This man's name was Dylan Jones. Dylan Jones. Drafted in the NBA or sounds just like a Jag?
Sounds like a gunslinger.
Jag?
Yeah.
Lucius, Dylan Jones.
No.
Wooly. Dylan Jones.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, sounds like an OK Corral member, right?
I don't think Dylan Jones was drafted.
What are you looking up over there?
No, I don't know anything. Okay. This is a pure guess, and I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he's a basketball player.
It's so funny. Lucius said, sound like an OK Corral guy.
Yeah.
He was drafted by OK City.
Oh, man. I thought you were telling me I was right, bro.
Dylan Jones is OK City.
What a pump fake that was. I thought you were about to tell me I was right.
Dang it.
You did play that nicely.
Thank you. All right. Wooly.
Yep.
John Locke.
No, John Locke was a character in Lost.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I'm going to ride his wake now. I'm going to jump on the bully train on this one. It's a fictional character.
Lucius, John Locke.
Yeah, Locke is his nickname because of his lockdown defense.
Ooh, oh, puts the clamps
that's
on.
Actually good. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, definitely not an NBA player.
He's an English philosopher.
Woo!
And the last one, Isaiah Collier.
Oh, well.
Okay, we
Jared is so smug, bro.
That was a player that was drafted.
He went to USC.
Smug.
He's a Trojan.
Well, are you sure?
No.
Am I sure that he went to USC?
Are you sure he was drafted?
Yes, he was drafted in the first round. He fell into the 20s when he was supposed to be a first overall pick, but he sucked for USC, so his stock dropped tremendously.
Wow, that's pretty
intense. He's not good either.
He's not good?
No, I mean, if you heard Jay Billis's review, he was trying to be nice and not ruin this guy's draft night, but he basically said he's not tall enough and he can't shoot, so good luck.
Which so is this Isaiah?
Bronny James is better than this guy.
Bronny's going to be a better NBA player than Isaiah Collier. Ooh. Isaiah Collier is going to be like Trey Burke or like Yogi Ferrell will have like a stretch. But like if you want a usable NBA player who can help you win as like the fourth guy off the bench, that will be Bronny James.
Shout out to Trey Burke.
After all that, Lucius is he
in the bubble though, huh? Bubble
Lucius, Burke. After all that, is he a player or not?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm gonna tell this man no. Well, you know what? That's a good play right there, Jared. But you're wrong.
I don't know.
I don't think he was a real player.
That'd be a great deke by me.
Yeah, it would be a great
fantastic.
Deke.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it would be. Everybody saying real player?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say real crappy legit. Player.
Fight on, bro. That's fight right, on, man. USC Trojan. Yeah, he's a Utah Jazz. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. There
so
he is.
Smug.
Krusty's Corner every day
so
at 2:45 with an assist from Jared Sandler.
Let me tell you about this USC guy. Rah.
All right, we do have round two of the NBA draft starting here in about 3.5 minutes. We'll keep you updated on that. We got Around the Rim at 3:20. NFL News of the Day up next. Can you guess the projected top offenses for 2024? Blue cheese and a scary moment for the Cobb family. That's next.